6:30, so we can begin. I'm going to call this very first meeting of the Library Advisory Commission, Advisory Commission to the Library Joint Powers Board Authority. Yvonne, could you call the roll?
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Dexter? Absent. Commissioner Tracy Prue?
Prue.
Oh, you're present.
Yeah.
Commissioner Gorson?
Here.
Commissioner Campos?
Here.
Commissioner Campbell?
Here.
Commissioner Jackson?
Here.
Commissioner Gert?
Here.
Okay, thank you. We have no additions or amendments to the agenda as presented, so I ask if you approve the agenda as we have it written here.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, the very first thing we need to do is elect a chair and a vice chair. And how would you like to proceed to do this? Do you?
See if anyone's interested.
Okay. All right, is anyone interested?
I'm interested in the chair.
Okay.
Sold.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
By acclamation.
That was easy. Okie doke. This is your meeting now.
Okay. So shall we perform the same process for the vice chair? Is anyone interested in being vice chair?
I'm willing to be vice chair.
By acclamation? Aye.
Aye.
All right. Oh, I'm going to like this group.
We thought we were going to be done.
All right. So the next thing we have to do, according to the Fourth Amendment, the Joint Powers Agreement, is we need to draw lots because you are the very first board. Some people will have a 36-month term. Some people will have a 48-month term. And so we have come up with a wonderful way of doing this. And we have a bag here. If you get gold, you're 48 months. If you get silver, you're 36 months. I talked to Martha Dexter, and she is very happy to accept what is left in the bag.
This is a great strategy.
Great idea.
Great habit.
Okay. Silver. And you will see that it's edible.
Oh, that's even better. Thank you.
And Cindy got gold.
Silver.
And you got silver.
Silver.
The last one is a gold.
All right, and Martha got gold. And Greg got gold. All right, so why don't you just announce that for the minutes that we'll have, so everybody knows who got what.
Okay, Commissioner Dexter got 48-month term. Commissioner Tracy Prue got 48-month term. Commissioner Gorson, 36-month term. Commissioner Campos, 36-month term. Commissioner Campbell, 36-month term. Commissioner Jackson, 48-month term, and Commissioner Gert, 48-month term.
Okay.
Okay. Next item, we need to establish a regular meeting time and place. I believe that the suggested bylaws suggest that we have to meet at least quarterly.
Yes.
We can meet more frequently, but we would want to establish a place and probably the day. So, open it up to the commissioners. Are there some suggestions?
I know. Did the Joint Powers Board always meet here, or did they move around?
They moved around. It was, I think it was most frequently here, but it tended to move around to Scotts Valley and Aptos.
Yeah, no place is designated, so this group can choose where and when.
Well, my input is I work full-time in a commute from elsewhere, mm-hmm. and therefore evening, this is a good time for me as far as time of day, because if you did it during the day, I would not be able to.
Okay. Is this a good day of the week for you?
Sure. If we're meeting quarterly, that's
not for me.
Not for you. That's right. This is not a good day of the week for me.
No, I agreed to come tonight.
Right.
So, long time exception.
And
Wednesdays I have board, school board meetings.
Okay.
How about Monday? Mondays. That works for me.
Yeah, let's do
Mondays at 6:30. Does that work for everybody?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Does that work for you, Cindy?
6:30. Is it possible to do it at 7?
That's fine with me. That's fine with everybody else. No?
As long as the meetings don't go there.
I was going to say, how long do these things
go? I have to get up at 5:30.
Yeah.
What do you think?
What about is any day, like Thursday, would that work at 6:30? Mm-hmm. I'll tell you. I mean, it's okay.
I mean, if it's a problem for you, I can do 6:30.
No, it's fine. As long as, I mean, I like to think these meetings don't have to go super late.
In the winter, it gets long.
Maybe we could revisit the issue.
That's a good idea.
It's a good idea.
A problem.
So we think 7 mm-hmm. on Monday. Is that the consensus? And is here okay?
I thought about, you know, moving to different branches because these are open to the public,
right.
And the public might be interested in attending, and also we're obviously all from different parts of the county.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, for me, anywhere in Scotts Valley South is fine because I'm coming north.
Maybe we should rotate that in a similar way. How does everybody feel about that?
I think
that?
So, too. I mean, how many of the branches have meeting spaces? There's not all the branches.
Scotts Valley has a very nice Scotts Valley.
Boulder Creek does. Aptos
doesn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet. Mm-hmm. Right. Maybe we should just use those three until things change.
Yeah, we've got Mid, a little bit south, and then a little bit north.
And here.
So
yeah,
we
fine.
Have Mondays at 7 p.m. With what frequency would we like to meet? I guess do we have to establish that now, or is it kind of a...
Well, at least to know when the next time we're meeting.
We would have to establish the next meeting.
I would say monthly, at least while we're getting started. And then if it seems like there's not going to be a lot on the agenda.
How does everybody else feel about that?
Well, won't the agenda be kind of determined by the Joint Powers Board and what they are wanting to know? So, I mean, because we're not going to exactly be creating policy just from ourselves, we're going to be seeing what we should delve into. Does that make sense?
My understanding was that it was going to be we can be more proactive than that. We can be mostly reactive, but my understanding of the document is that we can basically provide advice and recommendations, and so that's really, I would see that driven by us and how often we want to do that. That's my interpretation of it.
Yes.
Do you have a different interpretation?
And I would say the Fourth Amendment leaves that open. You know, I would think that there could be issues that you as a group would want to address, and then there's also quite possible to get some direction or questions from the board also.
What does everybody else think?
I like the idea of being active. I mean, I can think of things now that I would like this commission to... delve into as we move forward, and then I'm sure we'll get some issues that come mm-hmm. from the Joint Powers Authority mm-hmm. that we'll, you know, need
yeah,
to take
we might
as well.
Get the rhythm of it and see. I mean, there'll be a new director mm-hmm. soon, mm-hmm. so that would be nice to establish a relationship mm-hmm. with that person and mm-hmm. communication.
Do you have mm-hmm. some input on that, Helen?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would be really honest. I was recruited because they were having a hard time finding someone from Scotts Valley. I have, mm-hmm. anyone knows me knows I have put a lot of time into the library in the past, but I was told that these were quarterly meetings. I may have availability issues if we're meeting early. I can't guarantee I can always be here. And that, I mean, I'm willing to give it a try, but that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Huge library support person, but I just don't know about if I'm always going to make
right.
it.
Sure.
If it's
makes sense. What do you think, Deb?
I think that starting monthly just to get a relationship with a new director does
mm-hmm.
make sense, but I do agree quarterly. We could readdress, I think, once we see what the issues are, and
mm-hmm.
we can. I'm flexible either way.
And
I do work in towns. So
you know, and that just brings something up to mind, which is, would it make sense for those of us on this commission to have some alternates? Because it's a small commission.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, with one person gone, it really does make a difference. And if there's a couple, then we may not need to make a quorum. So I'm
the person that talked me into doing this promised me he'd be my backup if he's the president of our friends chapter in Scotts Valley and, you know, very busy guy too, but he told me that if I couldn't make it, he would be my backup.
So I think if I'm not mistaken, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, I think the agenda item that we're charged with is the meeting time and place,
right.
And
mm-hmm.
by extension of frequency. So mm-hmm. can we agree that for now we will meet monthly Mondays at 7 p.m. on a rotating basis?
With rotating location.
Which, so we should establish the date of the next meeting.
Like it will be the first, second, third, fourth Monday?
Right. Third Monday in May, and there forward.
The library
fourth Monday.
Okay, you said third Monday.
So the sixth.
Third's better than the fourth. Barbara, for you?
I don't know. I think he said the third.
That's my suggestion.
It doesn't matter.
Is that
fourth would be better for me?
Okay.
Does it matter to anybody?
You mean that's Memorial Day?
No, then it probably weekend.
23rd.
Yeah,
okay. So the 23rd, Monday the 23rd. 7 p.m. here at the downtown branch?
I have a trial scheduled for that week, but if it doesn't go, I could be here. So that's all I can say. So it's on my schedule.
Okay.
And then you get your back.
So the meeting is scheduled then Monday, May 23rd at 7 p.m.
Okay.
at the downtown branch.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And to be occurring monthly. Do we need a motion? Formalized like motion for that, or is that kind of okay?
No, especially because it sounds like it's going to be flexible for a little bit of time.
Okay.
We just have to be sure we have the next scheduled meeting, and then if you want to establish a pattern later, you can do that.
Okay. Next item on the agenda
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I won't hope things get off on a good foot here, and I just want to point out that under the Brown Act, public has the right to comment on every item.
You are correct.
So the only thing I really have to add about this is I think there's certain months that are kind of slow, like July or December. You might skip those. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. The next item on the agenda is oral communications. Would any member of the public like to address this body about a matter not on this evening's agenda? Seeing none, we'll move on to member reports.
Okay. And what I just... Mr. Chair, I had in mind that it would be an opportunity for each of you to speak about the commissioner, what you felt about the commissioner, what you would like to say about the work of it. I wanted to have that opportunity at the first meeting for you to take as you would wish. And so that's why we put the member reports even on this very first agenda.
I think that's a great idea. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first. So I see the commission's mission, if you will, or goal, to really be to optimize the value of our library services and programs for our entire community, which in my mind includes both the current users of the library as well as those who are not users and may be in underserved communities or areas. So that for me is how I see the purpose of this.
Mm-hmm.
And since we don't actually make policy decisions, that mm-hmm. will be through our advice and recommendation to the JPA.
I would hope that after the parcel tax passes that we will have some opportunity to provide some guidance or a different voice perhaps on the new construction and some new remodeling in the BRRRR system.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think this is really interesting. I've never been on a commission that's started from the very beginning. Here we are. I'm hoping that our system can move into a new era, so to speak, of kind of less of squabbling and infighting and sort of more working together as a system. And I'm excited that there's community voices all around the table, and that we'll be in touch with our communities and their needs, and that we can share those and come to talk about solutions. And so that's what I see. I see this as being a real, having a real strong connection with all of our communities and bringing those concerns to the table.
I didn't know there was going to be a test.
You don't have
to. Not do that. Test.
It's not a professorial answer.
It's not a test.
My feeling is exactly what you just said about, I like the idea of working with people from all over. I have been on both the Big Friends board and a member of my chapter, and seen firsthand some of the tension when, you know, representing probably what is the nicest, the most well-endowed branch, you know what I mean, you know, the newest, let me put it that way, you know, and we do a lot of fundraising, and, you know, I like to encourage, when I was on the Big Friends board, one of the things I was really encouraging was that we try to encourage new chapters to form and other branches, and that's started happening, and I'm really glad, so this is a good opportunity to work with other people from other branches and areas.
I think it's a really exciting time given the parcel tax and new director, and just moving forward and really hoping to see some new direction and service and some better and more interesting interagency collaborations coming from the school district. And you know what it's like to work with several different agencies that have different levels of funding and capability, and it's a challenge. It's also a challenge to have an oversight or an advisory committee that's not an oversight committee. I have advisors. It's a capability challenge, I think. So interesting though. So.
For myself, you know, I think it sounds like we have a lot of great ideas already and a bunch of people who are really passionate about the system. I think that hopefully, should we get a good result in June, that will go a long way towards creating a system that's a bit more unified and definitely more updated. And, you know, one thing I do see this commission is able to do is because the governing board is now administrators who govern lots of different boards and have really, really busy jobs and touch all sorts of things, I see it as an opportunity for us to be the voices that are passionate about not just this one thing, but we're pretty passionate about this one thing. Mm-hmm. We can provide good advice and some leadership, even if it isn't just an advisory role.
Mm-hmm. If I could just add to that, I think those of us who have been on the Joint Powers Board in the past sort of understand that it was the citizen members of that board that really delved into a lot of the details on issues. Mm-hmm. And so I see that as a real value that this commission can bring, because, as you say, the administrators don't have the time to really get involved in any detailed level.
Right. Mm-hmm. Would any member of the public like to comment on this item? Seeing none, no action is required?
No.
Moving on, item 6, the interim library director report.
Okay.
Janice?
First of all, I want to welcome each one of you. I am so happy that you're willing to take on this job, especially as the first commissioners. The library so much appreciates you and the perspective. The one really exciting thing is that you each represent a different perspective on public libraries and the community and what the public library can be in the community. And that makes me very excited to work with you. Some of you I have worked with for a very long time, and some I would get to know better. And the staff will get to know better. I'm really very much looking forward to this model and moving forward. I thought what I would do is just let you know, kind of, probably most of you know most of the things that are going on, but I'll just quickly summarize it. We are in the middle of the decision-making for the new director. The interviews were held on, well, the interviews themselves were held on Friday, but the staff and many of the friends got to meet the three candidates on Thursday. There is no news to report. I would certainly report it if I had it. But I expect to hear something relatively quickly, and then we will move as directed and as indicated when we know the person who's going to be coming. But we're very excited about that. The staff is excited for a new era and moving forward. So we're very happy about that. Measure S, I go out and do a lot of speaking right now. I interact a lot with the community. I get emails and phone calls from people about Measure S. And I am not getting negative pushback on it. Most of the time when people contact me, they are asking for information. What is the difference between the sales tax and Measure S? Why do we need this? Is every branch going to be affected? How will this work? I don't understand. It's a bond measure and a parcel tax. What is it? You know, all those kinds of questions. And when I give those answers and have that discussion, whether it's one-to-one or in a group, there is no objection afterward. So no one can never predict what's going to happen. But I certainly feel confident about the way things are going right now and the plans for the future. So I can tell you that, and I still have some more groups to speak to, but so far it's been very straightforward and very supportive, so I wanted you to know that. I'll let you know that the new bookmobile, we have a 17-year-old bookmobile, and as some of you know, we've been putting away money in a little pink sock for many years, and we were able, this was the year to buy the new bookmobile, and so we are doing that, and it's being built from the ground up in Colorado. It is still on schedule to be delivered sometime that first week in June, so the first week in June is going to be pretty exciting for us any way you look at it. It's going to be wired to be its own hotspot. It's got solar panels on the top of it to run the generator. It's got sun tubes in it. It did not make sense to be natural gas because a bookmobile is an extremely heavy vehicle, and that just would not work where our bookmobile has to go. But we have a biodiesel engine that's as fuel efficient as you can make a vehicle of that size to be. A local photographer has done the graphics for the bookmobile, and the next time I see all of you, I would like to be able to show those to you, and so you can see what it will look like, but we're very excited about that. This afternoon, I went with Laura Whaley from the program team to pick up one half of our bike mobile, because we're also going to have a bike mobile that will go to events, will go some places where the bookmobile can't. For instance, we can't get the bookmobile into the tannery site where a lot of people live, but we can ride the bike mobile over there. And it's a bicycle specially built for us that will have a trailer behind it that has materials. You will be able to check out books. You will be able to choose books. We're going to ride along the beach. We have a trailer so we can take it out. We're not limited to being in downtown Santa Cruz. We can take it wherever we want. So it will be a way to be part of the biking community. We have many local bicyclists who have either helped us build it or helped us figure out what we need to have. So that's coming too. There's a lot of cool things like that that are coming. In May, we are required to begin the budget process, the budget review process. So at the next Joint Powers Board meeting, we will be presenting the first draft of the next budget so that you know that that will be coming. And as soon as we know who the next director is, of course, then everything will be shared with that person until she gets here. So that's underway. So we're moving along. We're excited about what's happening for the future. I'm very interested in learning what any of us can do to help you do your jobs, get you the information you need to have, talk about any topics you want to talk about in terms of library services. There's a great deal for us to talk about. I will tell you that there, the other issue that has come up that we're just going to begin to talk about in May, but will continue for some time, and that is the issue of people without homes or people with mental illness or something affecting the way service is delivered in our libraries. And as you know, there's an issue here at this branch, there's an issue at some of our other branches. That is definitely a topic. Just to give you a heads up that the Drug Powers Board wants to address and that you may very well want to weigh in on. There is no interest whatsoever in denying service to anyone, but the interest is how do we deliver service to all these different kinds of people in a way that makes sense for everybody. So that's just a heads up about a topic that you may see coming up. In a minute, we will be taking a look at draft bylaws, and those do have to be approved by the Joint Powers Board, but I would also hope that Sean, if you can, or if Deb, if you can, if somebody from this commission can be at the next Joint Powers Board meeting to, well, depending on what action you may or may not take on the bylaws, to present that, but just to address the board and start that conversation, I would encourage you to think about doing
what
that.
What date is that?
That is May, May 5th.
May 5th?
Yes, Cinco de Mayo. And it is in the evening, and it is at the Aptos branch. So if as many of you as have come, we can, you can then be introduced and address the group, and I think that would be a great way to start. And if you, unless you have questions, that's...
Do you have questions or comments?
And that meeting's at 9 a.m. The Joint Powers meeting?
The Aptos one?
Yeah.
So it's Thursday, May 5th at 9?
Is it? Okay.
Maybe.
I need your loss. Okay. I didn't remember that. That's why I was, yeah. Okay. All right, thank you.
Would any members of the public like to address this item? Would any members of the public like to address this item? Seeing none, no action is required here.
No.
Moving on to other business, we have the proposed bylaws for the Library Advisory Commission and the draft bylaws.
What I did here was that I took a template for a similar commission in one of the jurisdictions, and I applied the Fourth Amendment to that template, and it is in generally it's pretty straightforward. I don't believe that it accounts for having
alternates,
but that would be easy to include. But you could take a look, and there are copies, by the way, if anybody needs them, they're on the table. All of the commissioners have it in their binders. I'm sorry. Yes, all of what I thought I would do is with whatever changes you may or may not make, the next thing I would do is go to the attorney with all of that before the next meeting.
So, I'm sorry, to clarify, so mm-hmm. if we express the preference that we would want alternates, would that be a thing that you would go to the attorney and then we would not be able to approve these, or would that be an amendment?
Well, you could approve them with a stipulation that you'll be able to, you know, that you establish alternates. So you could approve them with that change.
Is there some comment from the commissioners?
I have a couple. Article 2, the act as a voice for the community.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but it seemed to me that it might it feels better to me to say provide a forum to receive community input.
Okay.
I have bylaws that I downloaded from a document earlier today, but are they not also in this book? Because I don't see them.
You should have the draft bylaws.
As well,
yeah,
I have a hard copy, so we can share them for now, but I don't think they're very good.
The draft bylaws were emailed to you, so those are the ones that you have, or
yeah.
The correct ones that we're looking at right now. And for Campos, for you, they're in that green binder.
Oh, here you go.
Oh, great. Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. The Fourth Amendment is the one that's in the binder that
okay.
I provided
okay.
to you.
Can you repeat your
Yes, so what I would say is...
The library is closed tonight.
Nice voice.
Okay.
Instead of starting out the 2A with ACT as a voice of the community, I would substitute provide a forum to receive community input. Because I don't think I could actually... providing a voice for the whole entire community. And then on B, I would like to expand that. So let me see if I can. Let me just say what I would like to add, and then we can figure out how it would fit into this existing one. So providing recommendations regarding library programs and services, library facilities, strategic planning, and budgetary issues. I would add that I feel like the recommendations as they pertain to provision of these programs and services is too narrow a topic. I think I certainly expect to discuss and recommend on broader issues than that.
Mm-hmm. Are those the two items you have?
I have a question,
okay.
But those are the two.
Let's maybe go ahead and engage on those. How's the rest of the commission feel about those particular changes?
Sounds good.
Sounds fine. Yeah, no, fine mm-hmm. with that.
Nancy?
Good.
Good. Are you sure you don't want to include as a representative of the community provide feedback? Just underscore that we represent.
That would be fine.
Okay. I think it's important, even though.
Yeah.
Okay. Do other commissioners have some opinions or other items on any of the text here?
I had a question under Article 5,
committees, section 1. Nancy, before we move, can I be sure we have the exact wording that you want on both A and the suggested D, just so we're sure we have that. Can you just read that again to us?
Can you read that again, Barbara?
Yes.
Provide feedback. I think your original one is fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So provide a forum to receive community input.
Okay.
And provide advice and feedback to the governing board and director.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then D?
B?
B.
Or B?
B.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Yes, B.
I would say... trying to see how to reword this. Review library system programs and services. Library facilities, strategic planning, and budgetary issues, and make necessary recommendations as they pertain to these programs and services.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. And my question actually was right, was on C. What does that mean to prepare an annual report? Is that a report of this commission's activities?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that is exactly from the Fourth Amendment. That was one of the parts of the Fourth Amendment.
Nancy, what was the item you brought up?
Article 5, Section 1. I just wanted to clarify, the committee, it's about the establishment of committees.
Mm-hmm.
So the committees may include volunteer members as deemed necessary by the Library Advisory Commission.
Mm-hmm.
So that just means that you might have three members and pull people in from the community. Is that what the...
If you wanted.
I mean,
that's a suggestion. That's a suggestion for the bylaws. I mean, this is for you to discuss.
Yeah. No, it seems fine. I haven't really. And also, I was wondering about, let's see, it's Article 6 under meetings, Section 7, voting. All questions shall be resolved by a majority vote of the members present. So I guess in some ways I've always thought maybe this commission, it might be good to have a majority. If decisions are coming down 4-3, would it be possible to have a minority and a majority report? Partly because we're going to be advising the Joint Powers Board. So if there's, this is partly from my work on the Joint Powers Board, where it seems like through the years there would be a 5-4 often, and it would swing different ways. Like sometimes there would be... And so in order to really consider sort of what this... If I were on the Joint Powers Board, I'd be interested to know why there was such a strong difference. Mm-hmm. Like if it was 6-1... Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So what minority wouldn't really be heard if it was consistently the city's, representatives voted different than the county or something.
Right, because it is sort of county city at 4-3. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that that's how it's going to play out in the future at all, because I don't. I'm hoping it doesn't.
I would say is that is within your discretion and your negotiation with the Joint Powers Board about how these reports should be and what to reflect them. I think that is completely on the table for you to recommend the way you would like to report to them and for them to say how they would like to receive the information that you have. So I would say that that's certainly possible.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I do too.
So I mean,
I would think that would be very helpful.
Would we need to establish that in the document, or is that kind of an ad hoc thing? Like, I'm thinking, at any time for an issue, what is stopping members of the commission from communicating in whatever number to the Greater Joint Powers Board?
Yeah.
Right?
Nothing.
There may be an action.
Yeah.
There may be an action and a vote, and then we recommend something.
There's...
But since it's advisory in nature, wouldn't it be always the case that, one or seven members could say, this is what I think about this?
Mm-hmm. There would be nothing that would stop that from happening.
Okay. So then we wouldn't, so then we could, as a board, agree that we're going to do that, right?
But I think it would be good to establish a routine way of how we are reporting to the Joint Powers Board.
Mm-hmm.
And since we don't know what we're reporting on, maybe we should. We could establish that as we go along, too.
And I would think that you're going to be developing a relationship with the board, and these decisions will come along as a result of that relationship that you're building.
So, do we think we agree that we don't necessarily text in the bylaws for this, but that we agree that this is what we should be okay with doing?
Yeah, and I think, who knows, maybe on the next meeting, the next agenda, there can be a couple of items like that are more procedural that we might want to discuss. But, I'm really in agreement with the idea of having majority-minority for it. That makes total sense.
Mm-hmm.
Do any other commissioners have any initial comments before I check with the public? Would any member of the public like to comment on this item?
Sir? I'm Bruce Holloway from Boulder Creek. I've got several thoughts about this, so I hope you can bear with me a little bit. If this were a garden club,
you would have total freedom about how to construct the bylaws, and you could change them as often as you wanted, and all that would be true. But because of the way this commission was created, there's certain things that are within your discretion, and certain things you just can't change at all. So one thing you can't change is the name of the commission. That's in the Joint Powers Agreement. If some newbie came along a couple of years from now and thought, gosh, I wish we were called the Oversight Commission because that just sounds more muscular than advisory, that's really not something that you can do. So when I've seen these kinds of policy documents in the past, I think sometimes it's good to leave a few breadcrumbs around so you can sort of trace back where did it come from. So like Library Advisory Commission, in a way I think that's what got established. It is established. I almost think that the first two paragraphs ought to be rolled into one. You don't want to give somebody the idea that you can change the name right off there at the beginning. You need to kind of give somebody a hint about why it has to be that way. In Article 2, there's a stray A in parentheses at the end of it. So that you probably want to erase that. But the A, B, and C here, it turns out if you look at the Joint Powers Agreement, this is on page 7 of the copy I have. Right at the top of the page 7 is a paragraph, and it has three sentences in it. And those three sentences basically are what A, B, and C say. So in a way, the powers and duties are kind of, they were established in the Joint Powers Agreement. And even the Library Joint Powers Agreement, even the Library Joint Powers Board cannot change the Joint Powers Agreement. To change the Joint Powers Agreement, you've got to go back to all four jurisdictions and get them to agree on something. And that's the sort of negotiation that can only take place every several years. It's not going to be an easy thing to do. In Article 3, basically, okay, so the Library Joint Powers Board took up bylaws a few months ago, and I don't think they have settled yet on bylaws, but one of their thoughts was, gosh, these bylaws are really long and complicated. There's a lot of duplicated verbiage. I think, as I recall, there was a whole bunch of stuff about the Brown Act in there. Well, if you know what the Brown Act is, you don't need to have that in the bylaws. You can just refer to it, and then you can go look at that. Same kind of thing about the Joint Powers Agreement. You don't need to reiterate things that are already in the Joint Powers Agreement. So most of what's in Article 3 is in the Joint Powers Agreement. This commission will never have a role in picking its members. The members, you all know the process by which you got here. You came from the city councils or the board supervisors, and that's the only way anybody gets on this commission. So Section 4 of Article 3 about removal of members, where it says the governing board has something to do with this, that's completely wrong. So I think the first three sections are superfluous because that's covered elsewhere. You should strike them. The fourth one is just flat out wrong. The governing board doesn't have anything to do with who the members are here. And because the Joint Powers Agreement says that you serve at the pleasure of the boards that appointed you, that means they can recall you anytime they want. So you got sent here by them and they can also recall you. Let me see. So again, I'm saying that the first three sections are superfluous. Now, my experience, my career was in the computer industry, and a lot of times we have this problem where something similar, a piece of a computer program, gets replicated in multiple places, and then they begin to evolve separately. And after time goes by, you look at these things that are supposed to be the same, and they evolved. This is how Darwin discovered evolution on the Galapagos Islands. So it's important to only have things written in one place and not have it in multiple places, because then they just take on a life of their own and they really evolve separately. So really, I think Article 3 doesn't need to be here at all. And the last thing I want to say is, let's see, this has to do with
officers. So under the chairperson, this is Article 4, the very last sentence says, he or she shall represent the commission before the council.
We all know that one, too.
Yeah, that's an error.
What you might want to say is in public, or you might want to say as a body. Mm-hmm. As a body, we're going to represent the commission as a body, which may mean in some cases that the chair would be expressing the opinion of the body rather than their own personal opinion. Their mm-hmm. personal opinion might have been different, but they still have to, they still are obliged to represent the views of the commission. Thank you very much.
Thank you. If it's okay with the commission, I'd like to ask the director to address a couple of those items, if that's okay.
Sure. The last thing that Mr. Holloway pointed out is an error because it should say before the Joint Powers Board.
Right.
And so that's an error that we can correct. And then what was the other thing you wanted me to address?
Mr. Holloway stated that a number of the items were considered superfluous because they were already incorporated mm-hmm. into a joint powers agreement. Is that a correct characterization?
But also this commission, you're not really going to pick members. There's no reason to have the qualifications.
The template that I was using was a similar commission that did repeat the source of the of the assignment of the commission and the duties, so it did just repeat something from the. In this case, it was a council established commission and just repeated that, and so I did the same thing here.
Okay, so.
So that was something that seemed to be what the other committees had done.
Okay. Any further comment on this?
Well, just that I think it is important that. This document, verbatim for this document, because you know we don't want to go back to all of the jurisdictions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me that makes sense, and even though that we can't really change the wording, powers and duties, unless we think it's super important, which I think that the spirit of it we can. Develop, and I don't think it's going to restrict us. That's what I think. And unless if someone felt like they did, then I guess we would have to address that with the Joint Powers Board.
Okay.
Any input on that?
I don't have. I mean, I have any issue with the superfluous language. It kind of acts as the breadcrumbs, as Mr. Holloway. I mean, repeating things. I think it's fine. I do have a concern about the issue of removal of members. I think you may want to look at rewording that paragraph so that it's consistent with how members are appointed and how they may be recalled. Or I just need clarification. Is it true that those bodies that did the appointing are those that will recall versus the JPA?
That's a very good question. We can go back to legal counsel and ask, and so that's what we can do. Okay.
So then I guess the item that Nancy brought up was that, so it seems to be that we would not want to actually modify the text as suggested by Barbara, but that nothing's really keeping us from operating in that spirit. And so that to avoid any sort of issues, perhaps we want to not modify that text. What would be the action to, now that we've found a couple of these clerical issues and the issue with the recall of the members, do we need to send it back to staff and bring it back
We can send it back to staff, and we can follow up on Section 4 with counsel. We will make the correction in Article 4, Section 2, and bring it back.
Okay.
So do you need a motion to make this as accepting as a first read, or anything like that, or is there any action
The action would be to give that direction to the staff.
Yeah, there would need to be a motion, from what I understand.
So we're asking you also to return Article 2 to its original?
Mm-hmm.
Right, to return Article 2. So we're not, okay. Now that one's...
That one we're not,
that,
okay.
Right.
Okay.
But
mm-hmm.
We do need a motion to pursue that.
Right, to make those changes.
Make those changes.
Okay. And then we'll come back.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Next item on the agenda is board meeting calendar. I believe we decided the next meeting will be May 23rd, Monday, May 23rd at 7 p.m. here at the downtown library. Solicit public comment on that. Okay, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Well done.
Good job.